Hi, everybody on Audio Boom. Nice to be posting here again with much better news this time. This is the final chapter in the P&O Cruises saga. Just to, for those that haven't heard the original posts, I would suggest you go back and listen. The basic story is we were to go on a cruise in July. For me and Buffy for our first wedding anniversary, kind of present to ourselves. And also we met up with some people that we knew from America. And we were refused, not refused entry, but we were kicked off the ship because we were blind, basically. That's what it boiled down to. Anyway, we have today... we went down to Southampton yesterday, and we had an orientation tour of Britannia, which is their largest ship, because the resolution of the original issue was that they would give us a free cruise to make it up to us, obviously reimbursing us for any out-of-pocket expenses and the previous cruise. So that's, you know, all that was financially, all that was fine. We went for the orientation tour today and it could not have gone any better. It was absolutely brilliant. Paula, the disabilities coordinator or disability access manager, I can't remember the exact title, was there. Joe Bamforth, the legal claims manager, I think he was legal claims manager, I'm not sure if he was the manager or not. Oh my god, sorry I can't come out tonight. He was there, and the customer services manager on board the ship Britannia that will actually be sailing on was there. He was called Philip, such a nice guy. We had a complete tour of the ship. They covered, you know, getting from our cabins to the lifts. They were very, their attention to detail was great. They showed us where all the public areas were. They are also going to be sending us, in advance of going, the Horizon magazine, which is what happens each day on board. They're going to be sending us that in an electronic form, either a Word document or text file or something like that. They're also going to be sending us all of the menus for all of the various restaurants there are in an electronic format. On the day that we board, Philip is going to meet up with us to discuss anything that we may have thought of, you know, that we may need during the cruise. He's also said that, you know, he made it very clear that, you know, anytime we need help, there are always staff around, you know, to help. So we needn't worry about whether help's going to be around. Totally, totally different experience to the Oceania. And as I said, I think previously, Joe and Paula said that it was, in fact, a ship issue. They obviously hadn't been trained to deal with totally blind people before. And they just panicked, and so rather than dealing with the problem, the best way of dealing with the problem was to get rid of the people, which actually was stupid because it's ended up costing P&O money. But there you go. All's well that ends well. We couldn't be happier. We're really looking forward to going on the cruise, and I've got to give a ton of credit to P&O. They've assured us that this is how the orientation is supposed to happen. This is the norm. The exception was what happened to us. So we're all really happy. We're still going to be exploring other ways of making it even more accessible for blind and VI travellers. Things like getting tactile maps done. We're looking at iBeacon technology. That's where you can get indoor navigation done through your iPhone by having electronic beacons placed in public areas around the cruise ships, We're currently looking at all those options. So thanks everyone for listening. Thanks everybody for all your feedback and your interest. I think the fact that we brought this to social media really helped highlight that there was a problem, and the problem appears to be fixed. So we shall probably be audio booing from the ship at some point. But that's all for now. So take care all. Enjoy the rest of your day.